on the bar top and stared at the label, picking at it with blunt fingernails. The women I'm normally attracted to have perfect nails, perfect hair, and wear dresses. Their bodies are tight, with little fat to be seen on them. This woman had on nice clothes, but it didn't look like she dressed to impress. It looked like she dressed for comfort, and I liked that. She also didn't look like she got expensive manicures every day. Her body looked soft, like she ate what she wanted and didn't give a shit what other people thought. I got up, walked across the bar, and took a seat next to her. She never even looked up. It made my lips twitch as I glanced at the bartender, gave him a nod in her direction, and raised my finger for one more. He gave me a nod and placed the beer in front of her.
Cheyenne. I saw someone take a seat next to me in my peripheral vision, but made no move to acknowledge whoever it was. Another beer was given to me from the bartender. I looked up at him and raised my brow at him questioningly. I hadn't ordered a second beer. He tilted his head to the left. I glanced that way and saw a massive shoulder trump the majority of my view. It was covered in a skin-tight, black cotton t-shirt that looked like it had been washed quite a bit, but still held its black color without being faded. I followed the shoulder down to his forearms, which were very tanned, and studied a ranger's tattoo that dominated most of the inside of his forearm. It was very good work, and looked a lot like one that my brother had. I glanced at his hands and wondered if the saying was true. Big hands, big feet? Eyes trailing to his thigh where his hand rested. I had a stray thought that his thighs could probably be described as tree trunk-like. They were massive. I wondered how much he could squat. By the looks of it, probably a small car. Looking up, my eyes roamed over a very well-defined chest, which even in the dim lighting, I could tell that he probably sported a six-pack, if not an eight. He had a massive chest, and his shoulders were very broad. His neck was corded and thick, which made me want to lick from his collarbone to his jaw, and I hadn't even seen his face yet. Finally, allowing my eyes to connect to his face, I noticed he could be described as beautiful. Except for a jagged scar that ran under his right eye, where the football players wear that black stripe of paint under their eyes. That had to hurt like a mother. His nose was straight, lips were full, and his eyes were beautiful. The color of a new shiny penny. Those copper-colored eyes were pinning mine to his, refusing to release them. My breath hitched, and I quietly said, "Thank you." He nodded and smiled, then turned back toward the bar and didn't say a thing. Deciding not to be a total boob, I turned also and started sipping on my second beer. "Thank you, Mr. Humungo." A while later, I heard his empty hit the counter, which caused me to look up at him in time to see and hear him say, "Let's go." Damned if my ass didn't slip off the bar stool and follow him out of the bar. What the hell was I doing? I couldn't do this. I didn't do this. I am not a whore. Okay, I'm not in the habit of lying to myself. I'd be a whore for him. He led me to a pure midnight black Harley. It was massive. I couldn't really tell you any more about it. My expertise was limited to Harley and black. And I knew that part because Harley was written on the side. And the black part, because I've known my colors since I was two. Now, if he'd taken me out to a truck, I could tell you the year, make, model, and tire size. If you started it up, I could tell you what kind of motor was in it, as well as if there were any adjustments that were made to it aftermarket. I could be sitting outside, and a car would pass by, and I could tell you exactly what type of engine that was in it without even seeing the type of car it was. It drove my best friend, Ember, crazy listening to me talk about cars. My brother, James, taught me everything he knew from working at Bob's Auto. He worked there for 4 years before he went to basic training, and each day he would come home and show me everything he learned or had done that day. We worked on his Charger. Then, later, when I turned 16, we started on my Chevy. The man straddled the bike and held his hand out for me. I held my breath and grabbed his hand. His grip was strong and steady as I lifted my leg and slid into place behind him. My breath whooshed out as our bodies came into contact.